Welcome to Cannabis School. I'm your host, Jesse Angelus.
And I'm Brandon Elder.
And we're here to talk to you about everything pertaining to cannabis, from vape,
flower,
edibles,
strains,
and everything in between. Hey, kids. Welcome back.
Hopefully adults. Kids.
No, it's all kids, because you're all kids at heart.
I guess.
And if you are acting way too grown up, stop it.
Go take a few hits.
Yeah, take a few hits and just chill the fuck out.
But I'm working on it.
Yeah, definitely. So we've got a strain from Select. This is a Disty. Select is a brand that you pretty much can find anywhere across the U.S. It is a large brand. We're not a big fan of Disty's, but you know what? We're not going to hate it either. I think the only thing that we don't like, this is a no Delta 8 zone.
Nope. Hard pass.
Definitely not. HHC, not a fan. Brandon, kind of so-so.
I didn't mind it from Windy Jane, but I've not sampled any other HHC products, and theirs was by far, like, they do a really good clean process.
Yeah, they definitely do. But at the same time,
I don't know
time,
if I trust anyone else's.
I'm just more of, just leave me with the plant. But with this particular plant, this is a high sativa.
This I feel it in my head, dude. This is nuts. I've taken two hits off this Disty. And for those, it's a Green Crush.
Green Crush.
Yeah. So, interesting.
I didn't say that. Green Crush.
That's okay. So, it's got an interesting genetic line with Skunk X and AK-48. Now, we've not had AK-48.
No.
And have you had AK-47?
No.
Okay. I was like, that was early me going to Denver times. Like, that was really beginning of Colorado drives that I found AK-47. So, that's been years and years and years. But this has been straight to the head.
Yeah,
but to
and it's fast.
Back of my head.
Yeah.
I feel it, again, like a yarmulke, but not up top. Literally just the back of my head.
Well, and what I want to say, what I really like about Select is that it's got these really nice tiny dose pen, disposable pens. They're really small.
Third of a gram.
Yeah, third of a gram. And the reason why I like the third of a gram, I mean, some of you are like going, bro, why would you even spend money on that? Well, I don't know if I'm going to enjoy the strain, because there are strains that I have purchased over the years where I'm just like, I just
don't enjoy it.
And I don't want to keep smoking it.
Or even like instances of Limoncello, where you really loved it and then something changed. It was a year.
Well, and to be fair, I mean, that was a Disty that we got from, it's a gray market Disty. Yeah,
legacy market.
Yeah. And it was okay. I mean, is it the best cultivar processor? No. These are great carts that we used for a long time, for years, and we enjoyed them. However,
we trust, like, it was a good trusted source for being a legacy market product.
Totally. Like, even like, remember we had tried some other ones like Gold Coast.
Oh yeah.
And they just weren't as good. They were really thin. Like the viscosity of it. Like, you look at this one, it's a true thick, and it's not
concentrate,
too
thick.
Yeah, it's a concentrate. Plus, what I like about it, like, if you're experimenting with different Disties and you're wanting to go from one to the other, it's not a bad price. It's about $30. What I find is that it's actually the same price anywhere you go.
Not Denver, I bet. Those things in Denver would be too soup. Well,
I don't know.
Actually gotten Select there. So, I don't even know if I saw Select, because it's been actually a few years now, I feel like, since I've run out to Denver. I haven't had to. I haven't had a need to. And so I don't think I even saw Select out there.
It's been a while. I know this Select is a very well-known brand.
Yeah.
However, I do know that they have flower. I've never tried their flower.
Interesting. I haven't either.
As you can hear the coughing, it's got a good amount of beta-carotene in it. And that will hit you at first. But one of the things that I really enjoy about this strain is that it is a pick-me-up. It is super energizing. Like Brandon said, you feel it in the head, you feel it in the back of the head. What I really like about this is that it's very, and I've said this so many times, it's very illuminating. It opens your eyes. It gets you very into whatever you're doing. And it's got, like, the taste on a Disty is, it's a Disty taste. I mean, I'm not going to I'm not going to try and pull it. And what I kind of appreciate about that is that they didn't add anything else to it, meaning that they didn't go put some different types of flavonoids to make this taste really, really delicious or good.
Yeah, you get the ones that taste very synthetic, but it's like, oh, this tastes like candy. It tastes like this and that.
Yeah, it tastes like a nicotine
vape.
Those
aren't naturally occurring cannabinoids.
Yeah, like what it reminds me of, and I keep shitting all over Delta 8, but that one that Cake sent us and that Delta 8,
yeah.
Like it tasted like a nicotine vape.
I didn't like it.
It was weird.
I've never found a good Delta 8 product that's like, oh my God, yeah.
You know, I've tried a few of them. You remember a long time ago, there was that guy, Josh, they introduced, and he had those like, it was a...
Jesus Josh?
Jesus Josh.
Okay, yeah. That's not his name. It's just what he looked
like. What
was
that product that he had?
Not Onyx.
Nick's Night.
Yeah, there you go.
Nick's Night. And that was a Delta 8 product. And when I got really sick, dude, like I was eating tiny chunks off that and it helped.
Did that help?
But
huh.
I just didn't like the taste. I didn't like the long-term feel. It just is a weird, weird high. But... that's why when you're looking at great products anywhere you go, especially dispensaries, because there's so many of them up and running all over, you can find Select pretty much in any dispensary. From what I've been able to search out, like it's easy. This one's super close to my house. Like this dispensary is like 10, 15 minutes, if that.
It's been cool. They actually have that in every pharmacy that I've seen here in Utah. And I would wager that they're in most pharmacies or dispensaries around the nation.
Out of a Curaleaf. The Curaleaf is really nice. I don't like the way that they display things. Like, you know, one of the things, and I'm giving a big shout out to Dragonfly out here in Utah. I wish they were everywhere. When you go there, their bud tender, I mean, they've got this awesome tablet touchscreen kiosk. And they go through it with you and they spin it around, have you look at it, a true shopping experience where you're just like, cool, I feel awesome.
Yeah.
At a Curaleaf, nothing is out. It's just weird display cases. Like if you go to Planet 13, except worse, they just have boxes of random stuff, not necessarily of the strains. And I get it from a Planet 13 perspective. Planet 13 is fucking huge. When you talk about dispos, like,
oh yeah,
it's massive. It's like the Walmart or Costco of weed.
Yeah, it was fantastic.
It's so big.
It's so cool.
And dude, we how many hours did we spend in there just looking at shit?
Yeah, they have tons of cool stuff. And just the displays of it. Like, I love how it is presented, how it's all separated by...
One thing I was really disappointed about them was the when they said diamonds, they just put like crystals out there. Like, they could have easily created something like they did for the other waxes to look similar. Because when you see diamonds and sauce, you see these like crystallized, crunchy.
I wonder.
Crystals.
I wonder if it's. Maybe it degrades too fast being under light and open. I honestly can't think of why, because they put every other product, every other type of concentrate, flour, all of that out.
Yeah.
But it was that diamond section. I was like, why is this all that way?
It was so weird.
Yeah.
But with Curaleaf, where I got this from, it's just weird. You have to go up to the desk. But I met a great bud tender. She was so knowledgeable leaving from the bud tending to go into the sales for Cura. And what a loss, because she was so knowledgeable. And when I came to her going, I messed with her too. And I'm like, hey, I'm looking for an indica high in limonene and linalool, because I just, you know, seeing what she would do.
Yeah.
And she's like, oh, well, that's actually more of a sativa. And I was like, damn, like she knows her stuff. And what really helped out was I was like, look, I'm looking for that, but I want something very excited. Caffeinated, if you will, without the racing heart. And she goes, I know the right one. And she brought them out. Like, she brought out five different of these kinds of little ones, right? And then brought out some other ones on the indica side. And I was like, cool. So I got one for my wife, and I got one for me.
What'd you pick out for your stuff?
Jello. G-E-L-L.
Oh, you were saying that.
I'll bring that in here, too. That one's... And that's one more of just like what she had described. It's like a really relaxed strain, not super dopey, but not super up. and it has enough linalool in that, and that it'll help lower that anxiety inducing. Now, however, I have, like, you know, my wife, she's got a weird endocannabinoid,
really endocannabinoid
so
system.
Sometimes when she takes something with too much linalool, it makes her heart race. So it just depends on your endocannabinoid system and what's going into it, because you really don't know. Like, it'd be great in the future if they just did like a blood drop and you put it over there, and then it'll tell you what cannabinoids really match you.
But yeah,
that's like future science shit.
Well, and it would have to be depending on that moment. It's kind of like a diabetic. Hey, where are my levels at?
Yeah.
You know, where's my endocannabinoid system at? Am I deficient today in this cannabinoid or this terpene?
Or this terpene, yeah.
You know, and you're like, oh, cool. Well, today I need this blend of...
Wouldn't that be cool?
Yeah.
Like a little machine that you just like a glucometer, but you don't even have to use blood. It uses something else, but yeah. Like maybe even saliva. But it just goes into the machine and it just gives you a little screen and it just says, here's what you should use today. This much THC, this much CBD, use these types of terpenes based on your stress levels.
I imagine in this scenario that there is like either a mixture of flowers in this device or a mixture of like oils to create either your own personal grind of, hey, this grind today is for your perfect smoke, your perfect vaporize, or here's your perfect tincture for today. Just based on the endocannabinoid system that you need of that day. But like you said, that's way down the road before we get to that stage. But
yeah, that's super science shit. We're already in space by that point.
I feel like this is relaxing though, but like I'm incredibly clear-headed, but I feel this in my arms. But like my arms feel really relaxed.
No, I'd say that too. Like it's just like almost like it just like whenever you see somebody's eyes and they're red when they consume cannabis, the only reason why they're red is that the blood vessels in the eye are so relaxed that they just open up.
Yeah.
And it just, even though you might not feel like a burn from dry eyes, it is definitely just getting that. But it's also slowing everything down. So that slows down a lot of the tear production and all these other things that slow down. I mean, it's like the weird thing that does to your mouth, right? Like when you get dry mouth, you're just like, what the? I didn't have it a second ago. With this type of disty, it's really nice. It's very clean. The taste is a disty taste. It's not bad, but it's not great.
It just tastes like a basic disty. It has, this one has quite a big breakdown of cannabinoids and terpenes.
Yeah, they got like decent amounts and then going down to the very minute.
It's got like alpha pinene, beta carophyllene, beta myrosine, beta pinene, bisabolol, camphene, caryophyllene oxide, and then it goes into like CBC, CBG, humulene, limonene, linalool, terpenylene, THC, THCV.
What's the percentage of THC in this?
It's
not very high.
84.47.
Never mind. It's pretty high.
It's decent, yeah.
Yeah. But I mean, for
it
a disty,
it has like 5% CBD.
But what it's great about this is there's no dope. No dopey feeling at all. I just feel like, hey, what's up?
You said this one does get headaches for you if you have a lot, though, right?
So one of the things that I have not enjoyed about Select is that no matter what Select products I've tried, and it's just Utah right now, so it could be different outside of it, because you got to remember that if you have dispensaries in your state, they have to produce that cannabis in your state, extract it in that state, so on and so forth. But with Select, I get a weird headache all the time.
And is it every one you get a sativa based hybrid?
No,
or
no, not necessarily. It's just something in dist. And I think, honestly, it's because I have been more flower for the last 6 months and concentrates. So when then we've had like all of these live resin and live rosin pens. Totally changes the game. Way more cannabisy, more skunky.
Way more, like the experience is way better.
So different. Yeah. And it's a lot, I would say it's a lot better. So again, going all the way down the line, and you've heard me say this and Brandon say this, this is the fast food of cannabis. This is not necessarily bad. It's still got a lot of the things that you want out of it, but it's not from the plant. This isn't a
home-cooked
meal.
Yeah, it's not the best versus like taking the actual flower.
Yeah, but so. And that's probably some of the reasons why, is that my body has become so accustomed to getting those cannabinoids, those terpenes that really I enjoy that come straight from the plant. When it's a distillate now, any distillate, because I've still got a lot of distillates. I got my medicine cabinet, right?
Yeah.
If my guts are hurting and I've got a little bit of a headache, dude, I'm going to Blueberry Muffin. I'm going to grab that. If I had Blueberry Diesel or Blue Diesel, oh, yeah, whatever it is. Blue City Diesel, which is a combination of blueberry and sour diesel. That is like the perfect headache combo.
Yeah.
Like, it's awesome. This one, like I said, Celexa, but one of the things I really do enjoy about this is a very awesome, hyper-focused, just chill strain. If it's a high-pressure day, and you got to get a bunch of shit done, because I'd heard this on the radio. We've moved from a labor economy to a thought economy, because most of the products and things that are sold these days,
and physical labor.
Yeah, they're well, and yeah, it's not physical.
Yeah,
it's mostly digital. So we're IPL, in this thought
physical
age.
Yeah, and it's all software and
right, which know. Is really like that's crazy in its own sense, right? But those are like weird new stresses. Like we used to work
physically, yeah, going out to and doing shit. Yeah.
And which is funny, because if you think about society today, you know, we're more anxious, more stressed.
Yeah.
Guys' dicks aren't working. People aren't having kids, you know. I mean, they just can't have kids. It's more so prevalent now than ever it has before, at least in recorded history. And it's just kind of like, dude, what if it has something to do with our lifestyle? And then what does it have to do with the products you have? Having cannabis is by far like the closest thing you're going to get from eating something like a medicinal thing to like getting great organic salads and fruits and vegetables and then feeling the difference in your body. That's the same thing with flower, man. Like that's how I think, because having distis are just like, it's okay. It's got its purpose.
Yeah.
But at the same time, I know that I'm missing a lot.
Oh, 100%. The experience from a disti even to like live resin.
Oh.
I notice and I feel, I'm like, man,
huge.
I'm missing out on so many cannabinoids, like all of this product that comes from the plant, that I'm missing out on the extraction that happens with a disti.
Yeah, and so that's why you have these things. One of the things I really like about Celexa disposables, I don't like disposables.
I don't either.
I think that it's a waste, most of them, especially the rechargeable ones, because it's just like, well...
Or the non-rechargeable, because that's still a battery. So I've had ones like that, and I was going to mention that. Is that rechargeable?
Nope.
Yeah. I've had ones that the oil has not run out before the battery. And then because it's an all-in-one, fully enclosed, they're not designed to be torn apart. You can't really, unless you break it.
I will tell you this, though, about these Celexa. The battery lasts a long time. Like and that's why I like the smaller ones.
Okay.
Because of that reason alone. $30, yeah, that kind of sucks. But I'm also thinking of discreteness. Like, this is the smallest one.
Like, I still like the 510 thread. Like, if they had just made that as
well, that's
the
a cool
510
thing.
Thread part.
They do have it in 510.
In a third of a gram?
No, I don't think a third of a gram.
Yeah.
And that's what I like about the third of a gram disposables. However, I'm not happy about the battery, the waste, landfill, all that shit. We still don't know what's going to happen to batteries over a really long period of time, what it's going to do to our soil. But at the same time, I do enjoy this for a sampler. I wish that there were more brands that did samplers, but it may be not cost effective to them. But I across the board, I'm thinking like it costs maybe $5 to $8 cost per unit.
Yeah.
And it's sold for 30. And the disti's getting a small portion of that.
Well, I don't know about you, but when I would when I was going to Denver, and if I was looking at product and I was like, cool, I want to get a bunch of pens, I would look at it and go, well,
remember those days when pens were exciting?
Yeah. Because they were new. It was like, oh my gosh, what's this?
Yeah.
And it was so convenient. And it was like, wait, whoa, I can use this anywhere.
Yeah, I could use it downstairs. I can use it in my bathroom.
I could go use it on break at work, because
we could smoke it while we're playing games and not fill our house up with smoke.
Like, there's all of these things that I was like, oh, this is so cool.
Mm-hmm.
And then the experience you realize over time is it's not the same. It's convenient. It is. There is always a use for it, and there is a benefit for it.
True.
But, like, there states that that is the best product because of legality.
True.
You know, it's like, hey, it's not legal here. Okay, well, I don't want to go to prison because cops here are assholes. So I'm going to find a cartridge that is way more discreet.
No, and I get you on that. And that's the thing, too. Like, you know, I get it when people are bringing in cannabis from outside the state to sell. That everybody gets that, except California. California is like, oh, dude, if I can get some sweet fire Arizona flower.
Yeah, I don't know if they would ever bring, maybe just to sample other people's, like, really good products. But
that's the cool thing, dude. Like, when
California.
There's places I'd like to experience their cannabis, like in Michigan. You've had some Michigan flower, haven't you? Or Michigan Disty?
No.
You didn't. That's crazy,
right?
I didn't. Right?
Because I didn't have the time, and I had both my kids with me.
Yeah.
And I didn't want to leave them or go, hey, sit in the car while I go inside the dispensary. And so I'm like, I'll just do it another time.
But I'd like to experience it there because of the sense of, the reason of is that it's just different everywhere you go. Like, no matter where we go, we try something and we're like, huh, that was pretty different, because it's just where we're at.
It's same, but the different,
yeah,
but it's still same.
Yeah, exactly. Like lamb and tuna fish, right? So it's such an interesting way of looking at, like, how cannabis is enjoyed everywhere. And that's why, you know, when we review strains on the show, we're getting them from all sorts of different sources. And that's what makes it so unique in many ways, because who knows how it's going to be where you're at. Like, one of the strains that I absolutely love we had in Concentrate was Candyland. Candyland was great. It was such a great strain. And you know what's funny, dude, is that every time I hear Candyland, I go to Django, right? Where Leonardo DiCaprio plays that plantation owner. And the whole ranch is called Candyland because his last name's Candy.
Huh.
And so it's like, that's where it goes. But when I think about these types of strains, like this Green Crush, just opening, just feels really good. And if I smoked another strain on top of this, I wouldn't be too fucked up.
Yeah.
At least I'm hoping.
Right. I guess it depends on what you're mixing it with. But this one, I mean, it's known for, like, very relaxed, happy, like a blissful experience. And I would say that, like, it's not a super giggly one, but, like, I feel happy. I feel relaxed. My arms feel relaxed. I'm not, like, sunk in the couch, but I'm focused.
Just
I'm clear.
Level.
But I'm relaxed enough that my body doesn't hurt a lot, but I could go do a lot of stuff.
Yeah,
and yeah.
I like this. Strain. It's a good morning strain. It's a good wake and baker. If you have it in flower, I can only imagine it'd be even better.
Mm.
I will tend to use Tropicana cherries for my wake and bake, but
that's a great wake and bake.
But
yeah.
Over time, though, it makes me a little slow, so I got to have, like, an incredibly small bowl, and it'll last me about an hour and a half.
That's wild.
Yeah.
Huh.
In the morning, before I've eaten. That's where I can get a little bit more staying power, because I eat after, which I don't know if the fats and everything like that in there extend my high. I don't know. But, and there's something there to be able to figure out, like, how fat and your high.
Oh, it does.
Actually work out.
Taking a little bit of fat with it.
Oh, no, but, like, we should do a whole 101 on that.
Yeah.
Like, fats. Fatty THC, right? Ooh. Why it makes sense, right?
Yeah, we'll do a whole breakdown on that.
Yeah, so. And if you're vegan, we'll have options for that. We'll do a bunch of things. We'll figure it out. We'll do it. But anyways, to kind of, you know, go into wrapping them up with this Green Crush, tell us what you guys think. Go grab a sampler. $30.
Yeah.
This is going to last you maybe a few days.
Yeah, it depends on who you are.
For us, I guess we just have so many different products.
It might still last you a few days.
It totally will last me. I mean, this will be gone by Sunday.
No, I meant, like, you know, people at home. That might still last you a few days.
Yeah, a few days. But this was a great thing to pick up. Say, like, you're visiting out of state.
Oh, yeah.
I don't want to buy a whole cart because I really don't. Maybe I'm more nervous about taking that on the plane.
Oh, yeah.
Maybe I don't want to spend like $18 to send this UPS.
Oh, right.
Like, I just want to just get high while I'm here, puff a bunch on this right before I'm about to go on the plane.
Toss it and go.
It'll last most of the flight. Right? Maybe preload with a little bit of an edible.
Oh,
just,
yeah.
Just to keep you going. Get a sativa edible, right? And you get that, puff it on there. You're flying from LA to New York. Shit, you should be all right.
That's a good flight. Yeah,
You'll make it to the end. Almost, depending on how well you are. But yeah, check it out. Tell us what you guys think. Samples? I mean...
Yeah, do you guys like the small carts? Do you like a third of a gram? Or do you go for half gram, full gram? Or you like those 2-3 gram carts?
Good Lord.
Yeah.
That's a lot. Like those 2 grams we have.
I love those. They're great.
But I mean... this is something that I think you guys should look into. Yeah. Definitely think about what other sativa strains in Select that you guys have had. What's been your experience?
Yeah. Have you tried Select brand, or is there another brand that you really like around the country? Mm. What brands, or do you stay away from carts and concentrates in general? Is there a cart or concentrate brand that you really have enjoyed?
Yeah. Even if it's Disty, like, how's the experience been like over the top? Because you'll notice, man, you'll feel it. You'll get a little bit of a headache with this one.
Interesting. I do sometimes with sativa-based ones, but it just also depends on the product.
It really does depend on the product and the breakdown of that. That's why, like, it just depends on whatever you got to do. Like with indicas, I drink a little bit of lemon juice right before I have it just to be okay.
Yeah.
Like, I'm adding limonene. Well,
you're managing your experience going, hey, I know that I've had these types of experiences with these types of strains. So I'm going to mitigate this type of experience by going into it smart.
Well, yeah. Like, especially when I'm looking at like THC content and all that stuff. Like, I'm like, okay, I need to be focused. But
thanks for everyone at home. Thanks for tuning in.
And thanks for all of our
Patreon supporters.
Dude,
we love you guys.
You guys have been amazing. Thank you. But yeah, we'll as always,
you guys next fucking week.
Next fucking week. Take care.